The Misfit Explorers, The Duffling Collection. From the dark sea serpent seas to the coves of Mare's Tail, a braver crew of explorers has never set sail. Minstrels from Harpy Rock to the Edge Territories, all called them the Misfits when they sang their stories. There was Bunsen the Scientist, up early each day. Exploring new plants was his personal forte. Brock, the strong man, his loyalty he often proved. His job was to move things when they needed moved. Serge, a martial arts master who never lost a single bout, who always came in handy when there were pirates about. Starling, the magic voodoo priestess from the Isle of Drew. You say you doubt her powers, she can prove them to you. Think of any number you'd like with three digits the same. Add the digits together, then loudly proclaim. That number divided back into the first, what a bore. But your new number's 37, question Starling no more. There was Ragtickson, the skillless, who joined up on a whim. He simply fit in nowhere else, so the crew welcomed him. And Bullseye, the archer, who just once thought he might have been outshot. It turned out to be his own arrow that he'd shot, then forgot. And the bravest explorer of all, Captain Cutlass, they call her. Great leader, fearless fighter, a lady and a scholar. But the mood was quite somber on the Misfit ship that day, nobody breathing a word as they pulled into Grog Bay. They'd explored the whole globe and were back where they'd started, those moldy docks of Grog Bay, the very place they departed. But it was Starling the Priestess with a trick up her sleeve, a spell that would remove their reason to grieve. With a few magic words and some levitation powder, their ship lifted from the water. I warned you not to doubt her. Up into the stars and so far past the sun, their adventure wasn't over, it had just begun.